So, yeah, to express beauty is being open to it, being open to what is new. So, since I don't know yet what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to ask you a question. What is new today in your life? This is interactive. What is new today in your life?
My best friend arrived.
Wow! Congrats. Yeah. Where is she? Oh, welcome. What's your name?
Lisa.
Welcome, Lisa. Yeah.
New plants are planted in the permaculture garden.
Wow. Yeah. That's beautiful. Between your artwork and what's more? New. Two more.
The floors got deep cleaned in my house.
Wow. Yeah. So we are welcome to visit.
It's now ready.
Imagine, what is it that keeps us from the new, to experience us? What is new? Comfort? Yeah.
Familiarity,
yeah. Getting in the rut.
Routine,
yeah. What keeps us more from the new?
Fear.
Absolutely. Expanding, stepping over the border of the comfort zone. Yeah. What's more?
Complacency. The doldrums of laziness.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow, thank you. You're amazing. And so there's another way we can stay away from the new, and that is we can be imprisoned in one of these factors that I mentioned now, one of these states of mind or emotional states. We can be imprisoned, or we can be imprisoned that something happens and then that was painful, and then we go in our story and we keep the story going and we make it bigger and we add energy to it, and then we make a ghost of it. And some people see the ghosts even, but they are not there really. So it's somehow we can get so attached to our story and identify with it and make it a me thing. And when you don't listen to my story, how bad it is, yeah, then I don't like it. Yeah? So you don't understand me. It was so hard. Yeah. So we are attached to our story. And it's like, I wrote a poem and I don't have it fully in my mind, but it's called Drama. And it tells that it's so hard on me. It is grabbing me. It's grabbing me. Why? Because I grab it. Yeah. And so there's an interesting, this is a way out of our prison, imprisonment. And in different ways we can get in it. And often there is a moment of pain that triggered the story, and that triggers the staying in the prison and in the story. So there's a way to get out of it, and that's simply to do this. And one of the ways is mainly about being conscious. It's so simple and it's so difficult. Because being conscious is not always easy, because then we have to face the truth and the reality of ourselves and the situation and how things really are. And sometimes we don't like that. So so yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So so it's about consciousness. It's about really creating the field inside and expand. And we all can do that. When you take the time and the silence and get conscious, we can expand and we can hold that theme that is disturbing us, that's bringing us in the prison situation. For instance, when it's a painful situation. And what we can do then is just feel it. Not get lost in it, but feel it. But within a wider container. And then it moves. Then we step out of the story and it moves. And the flow of life moves through it. So there are many ways to get out of our stories and out of our limitations. And things where we just feel them and let them move, then they transform without doing big mental analysis or big efforts. They just move and things transform and change. Because when we allow things to move, it's like the waves of the ocean. The waves go and the next one comes. Yeah, it's a very natural process. It's not that difficult. And it's not easy when you're in it. But it can be done. And it's just a matter of being aware and conscious. Beware. Yeah. I think that our spiritual practice here on Sunrise Shrines and in EDL is being conscious and getting more conscious. And we can. And often we don't realize in which measure we can expand in consciousness. We don't allow ourselves because we are not used to it. But there is so much potential and so much consciousness in each of us that we only need to allow to unfold beyond the barriers that may show up. And that's a beautiful adventure. So then we will be in the flow of things. Things will shift and change, even the things where we feel we are stuck. Then we lose the victim mode because we are in creative flow again. Then we have all the space to experience beauty because there's so much beauty in each moment. When I look through this room, I see so much beauty. You are so beautiful. And I mean it. Yeah. So, and we are so beautiful together in this community where we are moving in this beautiful valley where I just came back in a little bit more than a week. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing place. We are so privileged. So let's celebrate that.